Es kann so sein, dass ich noch ein Kessel schlagen, wenn wir Yehuda mit Sechel des Sukkah darf auf Olive. Fragt die Gemara, how can we say that Yehuda says that a naturally occurring oil doesn't have the status of an oil for purposes of Tumah? A Mishnah describes the process of how certain children were raised in environments that precluded the possibility of the child becoming Tumah from a mace, and says that these Torah children would draw water for the Parah Adumah process if needed. The Mishnah says, when going to the stream to draw the water, the child would be transported on a board over the back of an ox, so that the board would act as an oil over the ground, just in case there was a mace buried at some point along the way, and this way the child would not become tummy, because he was above the oil. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says the child was transported directly on the back of a wide ox, which itself acted as the oil without the need for a board. Now, an ox is a naturally occurring oil, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says that it acts as an oil for purposes of tumah. And for the Gemara of Dimi and Nemar, Allah said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if the space of the oil is larger than a tefach, even if it's naturally made, it has the status of an oil. For the Gemara, the board on top of the ox created a space of a lot more than a tefach, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says that that should not be done. Abaye said, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the board could have been used. He meant to say that it's not needed because the wide ox was sufficient. Rava said Rabbi Yehuda held that the board should not be used, bedafka should not be used, because a child would feel securely balanced if he was on a board, and that would cause him to possibly stick out his head or one of his limbs beyond the board. He felt comfortable doing so, thereby exposing himself to possible tumah. By making the child ride on the ox itself, he would be too scared to do so. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, one may sleep under a bed in the sukkah because the bed does not have the status of an oil, even though the bed is much more than a tevach off the ground. Mara says the bed is meant to be used on its top, on top of it. Therefore, under the bed does not get the status of an oil. Furthermore, an ox is also meant to be used on top, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says that the ox creates an oil underneath. And for the Gemara, Rav and Rabbi Elazar said, underneath the ox is used as an oil sometimes by shepherds who protect themselves there from the sun or from the rain. In fact, a bed is used as an oil for the shoes that are placed underneath it as well. So Rava said, the backs of animals protect their insides and therefore are referred to and are considered as an oil. Whereas there's another teretz, a bed is a temporary oil that constantly gets moved, and a sukkah is a more permanent oil. A temporary oil can't remove the status of a permanent oil, and therefore the one who sleeps under the bed is considered to be sleeping in the sukkah. Frek, the Gemara of Shimon also says that a sukkah must be more permanent. He says a sukkah has to have four walls, and yet he says that one may not sleep under the bed in the sukkah. And for the Gemara, he holds that a temporary oil can remove the status of a more permanent one. Mishnah said, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Maisa Batavi Avdoi. Rabbi Shimon says, from the chatter of Rabbi Gamliel, we learn two things: that slaves are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah, and that someone who sleeps under a bed is not. Someone who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah is not yoytzei the mitzvah of sukkah. In fact, why doesn't he just say from the words of Rabbi Gamliel? Why does he say from the chatter of Rabbi Gamliel? And for the Gemara, he's teaching that even the chatter of Talmid HaChamim needs to be studied. Zak the Mishnah, if one places his schach on a bed frame, it's kosher. Rabbi Huda says, if the schach can't be supported without the bed frame, it's possible. Fact the Gemara, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Mamal argue. One says because it's too temporary in nature, and the other says because the bed frame is mekabel tumah and is supporting the schach, which may not be mekabel tumah. The nafkamina between these two views would be where one used metal studs to support his schach. It's more permanent, but it's mekabel tumah. So that would be the difference in what you hold. Abaye said it's only problematic when the bed frame is supporting the schach. However, if there is a separate support and the bed frame is only acting as the walls of the sukkah would definitely be kosher.